Now, the next confusional pattern is double negations or double negatives. The mind finds it very difficult to actually deal with negatives because negations don't actually exist in the real world. If I say to you, I don't have a car, well, the thing that you have to think about first is the car, and then you have to negate it and get rid of it. Okay? So, if I tell you I don't have a car, that doesn't work. Now you have to work twice as hard because there are two negations you have to work in. But if I tell you, you know, I can't not have a car that doesn't work any better than you can relax now. Notice what just happened. Notice how you overload on all those double negatives and trying to figure out what's going on. So when the final message comes, relax now, it slips right back in. It's very difficult to resist it. And that was just a 5-second example of confusional language in action. It's a very powerful pattern, so really practice it well.